Chapter 7. The Great Battle. In the cold lairs, the monkey people were not thinking of Mowgli's friends at all. They had brought the boy to the Lost City and were very pleased with themselves for it. Mowgli had never seen an Indian city before, and though this was almost a pile of ruins, it seemed very wonderful to him. Some king had built it long ago on a little hill. A great roofless palace crowned the hill. From there, you could see the rows of roofless houses that made up the city and the wrecked domes of temples. The monkeys called this place their city and pretended to hate the jungle people who lived in the forest. Yet they never knew what the buildings were made of or how to use them. They explored all the passages and dark tunnels in the palace and the hundreds of dark little rooms, but they never remembered what they had seen and what they had not. They drank at the tanks and made the water all dirty, and then they fought over it. They would do these things until they grew tired of the city. After that, they would go back to the treetops, hoping the jungle people would notice them. Mowgli, who had been trained under the law of the jungle, did not like or understand this kind of life. The monkeys dragged him into the cold lairs late in the afternoon. One of the monkeys made a speech and told his companions that Mowgli was going to show them how to weave sticks together as a protection against rain and cold. Mowgli picked up some creepers and began to weave them together. The monkeys tried to imitate him, but in a few minutes they lost interest and began to pull at each other's tails or jump up and down. Mowgli was sore, angry, and most of all hungry. He wandered through the empty city, giving the strangers hunting call from time to time, but no one answered him. "All that Baloo has said about the Bandar log is true," he thought. "They have no law, no hunting call, and no leaders. Nothing but foolish words. I must try to return to my own jungle." No sooner had Mowgli started walking to the city wall than the monkeys pulled him back, telling him that he did not know how lucky he was to be with them. Mowgli said nothing, but he went with the monkeys to a terrace above the reservoirs that were half full of rainwater. In the center of the terrace, there was a ruined stone summer house with a half-fallen-in domed roof. Sore, sleepy, and hungry as he was, Mowgli could not help laughing when the monkey people began to tell him how great, wise, strong, and gentle they were, and how foolish he was to want to leave them. "We are the most wonderful people in the whole jungle," they all shouted. "Now, as you are a new listener, we will tell you all about our excellent selves so that you can carry our words back to the jungle people. That way, they may notice us in the future." Mowgli made no objection, and the monkeys gathered by the hundreds on the terrace to listen to their own speakers singing the praises of the Bandar log. Mowgli's head spun with all the noise. "Do they ever go to sleep?" he asked himself. "There is a cloud coming to cover the moon. If it is big enough, I might try to run away in the darkness." That same cloud was being watched by two good friends in the ruins below the city wall. Bagheera and Kaa sat and waited, knowing well how dangerous the monkey people were in large numbers. They didn't want to take any risks. "When that cloud covers the moon, I'll go to the terrace. They are holding some sort of council over the boy there," said Bagheera. "Good hunting," said Kaa, and glided away to the west wall because it was the least ruined of any. The cloud soon hid the moon, and as Mowgli wondered what the monkeys would do next, he heard Bagheera's light feet on the terrace. The black panther had raced up to the terrace almost without a sound and was striking right and left at the monkeys, who were all seated around Mowgli. There was a howl of fright and rage. And then, as Bagheera tripped on the falling monkeys, one shouted, "There is only one here! Kill him!" A fighting mass of monkeys, biting, scratching, and pulling, closed over Bagheera. 5 or 6 monkeys held Mowgli and dragged him up the wall of the house. There, they pushed him through the hole of the broken dome. Mowgli fell about 15 feet, but Baloo had taught him how to fall, and he landed on his feet. "Stay there," shouted the monkeys at Mowgli, "until we have killed your friends, and later we will play with you if the poison people leave you alive." Mowgli knew the poison people were nearby, as every ruin in India eventually becomes the home of snakes. The old summer house was alive with them. Mowgli quickly gave the snake's call. He could hear hissing all around him. "Stand still, little brother, for your feet may do us harm," the snakes answered. Mowgli stood as quietly as he could. He looked up through the hole of the dome and listened to the furious sounds of the fight around the Black Panther. For the first time since he was born, Bagheera was fighting for his life. Mowgli thought for a moment, and then he called out loud, "Get to the water, Bagheera!" Bagheera heard, and the cry that told him Mowgli was safe gave him new courage. He worked his way desperately toward the reservoirs. Then, from the ruined wall nearest the jungle, rose up the booming war shout of Baloo. The old bear had finally made it to the lost city. He dragged himself up the terrace only to disappear in a wave of monkeys. Baloo quickly began to bat away as many as he could. A crash and a splash soon told Mowgli that Bagheera had fought his way to the water, where the monkeys would not follow. The panther was gasping for breath, his head just out of the water, while the monkeys stood at the edge of the reservoir, ready to attack him if he came out to help Baloo. It was then that Bagheera lifted up his chin and gave the snake's call for protection. Even Baloo, half covered in monkeys, could not help quietly laughing as he heard the great panther asking for help. Kaa had only just worked his way over the west wall when he heard Bagheera's call. Then he came straight at the monkeys, quickly and anxious to kill. The fighting strength of a python comes from the blow of his head supported by all the weight of his body, and Kaa was 30 feet long, as you know. His first stroke was delivered into the middle of the crowd around Baloo. The monkeys suddenly spread out with cries of, "Kaa! It's Kaa! Run!" Generations of monkeys had been scared into good behavior by the stories their parents told them of Kaa, who could slip among the branches quietly and steal away the strongest monkey that ever lived. Kaa was everything that the monkeys feared in the jungle because none of them knew the limits of his power. So they ran away as fast as they could, to the walls and roofs of the houses, and Baloo breathed a sigh of relief. He had suffered sorely in the fight. Then Kaa opened his mouth and spoke one long hissing word, and the monkeys on the walls and the empty houses stopped their cries. In the quiet, Mowgli heard Bagheera as he came out of the water. Then the noise broke out again as the monkeys leaped higher up the walls, howling. "Get the man-cub out of that trap," cried Bagheera. "Let's take him and go before they attack us again." "They will not move until I order them. Stay still," Kaa hissed, and the city fell silent again. "Kaa, we owe you our lives, Bagheera and I," said Baloo. "No matter," responded Kaa. "Where is the man-cub?"
"Here, in a trap! I can't climb out of the summer house," cried Mowgli.
"Stand back, man-cub. I'll break down the wall," said Kaa.
Kaa looked carefully until he found a crack showing a weak spot in the wall. Then, lifting up 6 feet of his body, he sent half a dozen crashing blows. The wall broke and fell away in a cloud of dust. Mowgli leaped through the opening and threw himself toward Baloo and Bagheera.
"Are you hurt?"
Baloo asked Mowgli, hugging him.
"I am sore, hungry, and a little bruised. But, oh, they have handled you all very badly," said Mowgli.
"Here is Kaa," said Bagheera, "to whom we owe the battle, and you owe your life. Thank him according to our customs, Mowgli."
Mowgli turned and saw the great python's head moving slowly above his own.
"We are one blood, you and I," said Mowgli to Kaa. "You saved my life tonight.
My kill will be your kill if you are ever hungry, O Ka.
All thanks, little brother, said Ka. If you're ever in a trap, I will pay my debt which I owe to you, Bagheera and Baloo. Good hunting to all, my masters, added Mowgli.
The python dropped his head lightly for a minute on Mowgli's shoulder.
A brave heart and a courteous tongue, said Ka. They will carry you far through the jungle, man cub. Now go quickly with your friends.
Now, said Bagheera to Mowgli, jump on my back, little brother, and we will go home.
Mowgli laid his head down on Bagheera's back and slept so deeply that he didn't wake when he was put down in the home cave.